Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Today's episode is sponsored in part by Bob's Watches. Discover Bob's Watches, the most trusted destination to buy or sell 100% authentic luxury pre-owned watches. Shop vintage and contemporary pieces from Rolex, Tudor, Omega, Breitling, Cartier, Patek, and more. Explore thousands of models available at bobswatches.com. See my personal picks at bobswatches.com/spike. Overnight delivery and free shipping included. Let's do the show.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
Yourself some Ram Jam. You like yourself some Black Betty. Listen to this. And I'll tell you why I play. Oh, listen to that phase. Oh yeah, Black Betty. Here's why I'm playing this. I was driving over to Zuckerman's in Baldwin Hills, and I was like, realized I didn't have a song. And then this song popped into my head. And I remembered in English class, we had an assignment. We all had to do papers on, what is that book? What, Mrs. Havisham. What is that book with Mrs. Havisham, Zuckerman? Great Expectations. We had to do, you guys aren't up yet, a book report on Great Expectations, and over the weekend, I panicked about it and decided I would not do that. I would instead come in with a boombox and this song in English class with Mrs. Murphy, and I would lip sync Old Black Betty. I'm going to turn that off. And that's what I did for my book report on Great Expectations. I put on a black wig. I got a guitar. I had a boombox there. I didn't say a word. I just lip synced the entire song. As you can imagine, the classroom went nuts. Mrs. Murphy was not happy, but the reaction from the audience was so strong that I ended up getting an A for my project.
Really?
And I learned in that moment, if you're going to entertain, you better be entertaining. And that entertainment and winning over that audience, that crowd, that classroom, there was nothing about Great Expectations. I lip-synced Old Black Betty.
Right.
And I got an A. Mrs. Murphy then said, Mr. Ferriston, as I was walking up, don't do that again. I'm going to let you skate on this one. It was very entertaining, but please don't do it again. But it didn't matter. It didn't matter. The die was cast, and I did do it again.
Over and over and over.
She said,
I got an F in history, but I did it again.
Later on, we were supposed to do book reports on Shakespeare. And I did a biography of Shakespeare with a Super 8 camera. with lots of Jimi Hendrix in it, all my friends, and the narration was the Encyclopedia Britannica. I just read from that underneath me and my friends in wigs and dogs and really funny jokes. And once again, got an A.
That's actually weird because I did that with the Scarlet Letter. We filmed a video we acted out the Scarlet Letter.
Were you the adulterer?
Well, the best.
Were the girl who was the adulteress.
I was the reverend.
Welcome to Spike's Car Radio.
And the best thing I did there was it was shot from behind. It looked like I was jerking off, and then I spin around in my overcoat, and I'm whipping myself with my belt going, what? And Mrs.
Will.
The fact that you're comparing your film to my masterpiece.
Miss Crawford.
Masturbation to a masterpiece. Yeah,
I mean, I would never do a joke like that in English. I mean, it's...
Miss Crawford was amused. They liked it.
That's horrible.
And then she asked you to come out to the car? Is that what happened?
Actually...
This is horrible, John. Look, Johnny's already taken the show into a bad place. We did inspired funny things that we knew would not be... We wouldn't get in trouble for. We would never do that joke. You couldn't do that joke. Right?
You couldn't.
We would do things like we would take Christmas trees and put it in the principal's office. And when he opened the door, there was an entire Christmas tree from outside with the lights on it in there. And he would laugh. We would get the laugh.
Would you guys stop blowing that shit in my face today?
No, you're going to.
Why did you invite us over?
You're catching cancer in the face today.
Yeah, but
anyway,
I invite you over.
I was driving here and, you know, it's so funny. The president was here last week. The vice president just arrived, asked me how I know. I was driving here and I saw it. It's so spooky. I'm so impressed with the way the police can shut down the 405. Because I'm on the 405 and all I see is nothing on the other side out of nowhere. There were lots of cars and then there was nothing. And I went, what's happening? And then I saw a light and a flashing light. And as I was going by the exit, just one police officer with a motorcycle just instantly was shutting it down. And then, boom, the whole caravan comes down, all 15 cars. We had just said goodbye to Biden on the west side. And now the vice president, who, as you know, lives in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And when she gets here, my cars get broken into. I'm not saying there's correlation there.
That's the weird guy, right? The guy who
the weird guy has broken into my car twice when the vice president was on at her house, that street was shut down, and I think my street becomes this little back way in.
There's no such thing as coincidences.
No, but look, my political signs in the front yard were stolen this afternoon. There you go. It just happened again.
See? I mean, your car could be getting broken into right now.
Do you think this is Secret Service? Do you think this is some psyops in the neighborhood?
My wife had two signs up front, one for the mayor, Karen Bass. Is that her name? She likes Karen Bass there. And this other guy named, not Ron Darling, I think he's a picture. But I know his picture. It's Darling or something for city, you know.
Yeah.
Darling. Something.
LA City Council.
One of them's.
But a progressive, yes, who's not
a racist.
Not a racist.
That we know of. We'll make him.
And a fairly benign kind of guy. And I don't know. I didn't think it was controversial. I walked out there right before I went to tennis. The signs were gone. And the Darling sign was in the street, ripped up. What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
What's happening with our political system where you can't even stand a Darling sign? It said Darling on it. What's so controversial about the Darling sign?
Maybe, who's the billionaire who's running?
Caruso? Caruso.
So then you got Caruso, okay?
Does he live in
this is all you need to know. I don't want to get political, local politics here. But here, let me tell you some things about him. Billionaire developer.
Yeah,
We heard that before. Switched from Republican to Democrat.
We've heard that before.
And, well, my favorite, though, is down the street, there was a Trump-supporting house, one of those over-the-top ones. And it was not a house. It was a mansion. And they had giant cardboard cutouts of Trump and his family. They really went over the top with their crazy support in a bizarre way.
That's great, yeah.
Right?
Not
and
a
then,
cult.
Of course, the neighborhood kids are spray painting and whatever. That house is now festooned with Caruso.
Oh, so they're voting Democratic. Nice.
No, they're not.
They're voting
for the other Trump.
Yes.
The other Trump.
The dog of the same breed.
Oh, how dare you? He's going to fix everything. He said
I want him to be mayor, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because whoever's mayor next is going to fail. And rather than have one of our people fail, I'd rather have Caruso get shellacked with this problem.
Caruso's going to lose. His polling is terrible. He's awful, Zuckerman. His ad, remember his first ad? It was really funny. People hate when we talk politics, but you'll enjoy Whatever. This.
Yeah, it's local LA. It's
this fun. Is fun. His first ad was, on my first, it was one of those, on my first day, I will declare a state of emergency here in LA, and we will arrest all the homeless, and you will be allowed to beat them. Come to my malls, and you can shoot them with a BB gun to feel better. It was one of those weird ads.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was...
They're going to burn them too old to a crisp at the Grove.
Right. And I'm like walking...
They'll turn the trolley cars into rail. We've seen this
the
movie.
Cattle cars?
Yeah,
the trolley cars into cattle cars.
And then,
yes.
Exactly. And I was walking around Brentwood, looking around, going, "Why are you shutting this city down? I don't understand."
They'll have a selection in front of Macy's at the end, to the left, to the right, with the homeless.
The American doll store, the American girl doll. Yes.
You laugh. The West Side where I live. They this is all next door crap, but they're kicking people off next door because they're stoking violence against the poor homeless people. It's ridiculous. I mean, let's go down there type of talk.
Right.
And that's what this bonehead who was running the mall.
Well, that's,
his malls are pretty great, by the way, but that does not translate into.
I can't deal with a non-reality mall.
Yeah, fuck the Grove. But
really?
Oh, I hate going there. This is make-believe. Let's have make-believe.
Yeah. It's a fake city inside of a real city.
If you have your kids, which you brought your son tonight.
I did bring my son tonight. He's sitting on the rug.
But anyways, Caruso, stick with your stupid malls.
Yeah.
And stay out of the rest.
But you're right, Paul, that the next one fails because the Olympics are coming up. And the thing is, you got to get 75,000 homeless people out of sight of cameras for the Olympics.
They're already mostly gone. But what is... I mean, none of this has to do with cars, but I think of New York and I think of the most successful mayors of that city, right? When I think of LA, I can't think of a single one. Was there ever
Bradley,
a successful?
Bradley was good.
And why was he good? Why do people think he was good?
The Olympics were a roaring success, and it was the first time you had a black mayor, and so the blacks sort of felt franchised. And it was, you know.
He knew how to work the levers of power.
Oh, I see.
LA's a very difficult city.
Yeah,
works
obviously.
In New York when it comes to the levers of power, like, you know, all of these, you've got the county council, you've got the city council, you've got all of these various fractured entities. So no one can get a handle on what's happening.
But that's why Garcetti seemed like the perfect candidate, because let me know, he's half Jewish, half Italian, half Mexican. Like, he's three halves.
And 100% loser.
Well, but that turned out. Out. Yeah,
yes.
He's a Brentwood resident, but he was pretty stiff. He's just a stiff guy.
A stiff, yes, he is.
He was a stiff guy.
Talk about cardboard cutout.
That LA City Council story is really something, though. Man,
just unbelievable.
Racist Democrats. Wild.
Yeah.
Just wild.
Yeah, totally not. I listened to that one tape, and I was like, but Paul.
Oh, that's his name. Aaron Darling. That's his name. Aaron, well, he's a progressive guy.
No, but
but where do you turn?
That's
Me?
What I'm saying.
You've got racist Democrats, racist Republicans. Now what do you do? Where do you go?
I don't know. Not
now. Now who's?
I don't know.
It was really depressing. Let's talk about cars.
Yeah.
I'm tired of talking about the rest
of this. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I do want to thank Jay Leno for having me on Jay Leno's Garage. I know he had you on earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Big support. He's had Zuckerman on. It was fun to do the car nerd segment with him.
Thank
you.
I got
2 out of 3.
You really got it.
He said, I have to be honest, someone had canceled that day and he called me at the last minute and said, would you come by? And of course, he's a friend and a friend to the show. I said, absolutely. So I don't even know if I was supposed to be on the show, but I was grateful to come on.
You had Tatra.
How many did you get?
I got 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
You had Tatra and what else?
I missed the Saab. The Saab was very, very confusing to me. And I was a little nervous.
What's the other one you got?
I don't remember. No, the Tatra.
No, Tatra and Saab and...
I don't remember.
Okay.
It was in January.
Yeah.
And I forgot to watch it. And Howie Mandel. I did Howie Mandel's show after meeting him on the bike path. And that was a load of fun. And he's a great guy. And we're going to bring him on this show.
Oh,
but
sweet.
I wanted to thank both those guys. Lots of fun. Good interview. Good response from everybody. Really made me happy. Okay. One other little bit of business here. A couple. The Loof Show, I thought, was really an interesting a way to learn how not to do a show. We loved being at Loof and seeing everybody, but I think we learned no more outdoor shows.
What a failure.
Hang on, if I may.
It was a very well-received show.
So I was going to say, the show, people loved it.
Yeah, they did.
But for us,
it was tough. Yeah.
Yeah, it was tough. It, look, it's my fault. I put us out on the back there and thought it would be a good idea. Next time, inside, our own thing happening. Jeff and Patrick were great, and you know, it's not their fault. It was mine. But everybody liked the show. It was just a little difficult for us. Personally, I was really excited to see the guy wearing the Zuckerman shirts. That made me happy. The fans were outstanding.
The show was outstanding. It was really well produced. Yeah. And, you know, the cars that I saw, fantastic.
Yeah, Will, put it together. I couldn't believe it. When I played back the show, I could hear us all.
No, you meant Luft was fantastic.
I thought, okay, Luft was fantastic. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, I'm talking about our show. I only care about our show right now. Fuck Luft. I'm talking about us.
You know, it's so funny, though, because I thought it was a disaster. And then the second it went live on Wednesday, I'm getting all these texts like, what a great show.
No, it was not. You know why? Because so many people can't get to L.A. to do these things. And that's what's interesting to me, is bringing us there to just talk about our experience. And it's a thing that, you know, I would listen to that.
I just couldn't hear. I don't know.
We couldn't hear.
Yeah, that was my big problem. I was like, I don't know what Spike and Matt are saying. When you guys were facing each other, I couldn't hear.
That's always the problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's this theater downtown in L.A. that wants us to come do a live show that I've been saying no to for about a year. But now I think I kind of understand it a little better and how to work the audience. But I need them captive.
They have to be in seats, not walking around.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be interesting.
It'll be fun, and I think we're going to do it.
If we did it on a stage where the house was dark and we were just relating to each other as we are here, and then at a certain point lights go up to take questions, that could be kind of fun. If we didn't know the audience was there, that would be an interesting
thing. There's no point in having an audience unless you're going to use them, right? You want to be able to use them and interact with them, and... You know, that's what makes a live show live. Otherwise, what's the point of having them there?
It's called theater.
Huh?
It's like theater.
A podcast isn't theater. Podcast is a conversation. So, you know, you would really have to hold up that end of the conversation a little better, I think, to make it what I would consider performative for something I'd want to put out. That makes sense?
Yes, it does, but Lieberman?
As long as we can work in feces and concentration camps, we'll be all right.
Yeah. How would that not happen?
Right.
I don't understand.
Maybe
the world
we should have a little train
wooden
set on the stage and then a pie and a latrine.
What?
Never mind.
We got a ton to get to. You want to complain about ads? Well, we got a few of those too. I'm going to do one right now, but guess what? We're going to do a real Zuckerman, a dear Zuckerman, and I picked out some letters. We got a million things to talk about. I don't think we can get to this whole show. Maybe we'll go long today. Guys, what's the most you've ever made flipping a car? Not in an accident, but reselling it. We've all done that. All of us do that. And we've all made a lot of money doing it. Look, we all know if you pick the right collectible or asset or whatever, you could be in luck. I'm talking about outpacing even the stock market. So listen up, because just a few days ago, I was geeking out about this stuff, getting deep into sales records and crazy car flips of all time. And I found an article that made me look twice at what's in my garage. Seriously. You know, we've been in the game a long time, but what I've read, I've never even considered. Maybe some of you are already doing it. Maybe I'm behind, but this is the kind of thing you need to do yourself. Only place I could find it is in this website, newhavenresearch.com. It's the first thing on the page. You can't miss it. newhavenresearch.com. That's newhavenresearch.com. You guys won't regret it. Go check it out. There's a disclaimer here. New Haven Research is a website owned and operated by Masterworks. See important regulation A disclosures at masterworks.io/CD. All right, Johnny.
Yes.
Rivian recalls nearly every car it has built, and so much was made of this story, and I get the sense there's not really a lot to it. Tell us about the recall, and then tell us your point of view on it.
I got an email. It said, your vehicle is subject of a recall. You can drive it in or call us and we'll schedule an appointment and we'll come to your house. And I said, well, I'll have them come to my house because I have other cars I could drive. And they showed up and they had to check two bolts on top of the steering knuckle to make sure they were properly torqued. And the guy said, okay, I need you to get in the vehicle and raise it up to the highest suspension setting. Turn the wheel all the way to the right. I did that. And then he said, okay, turn all the way to the left. I did that. And then he left. And that was the
recall. You left?
Yeah, the truck's fine. And it was, they were torque fine. So I think what happened. Go ahead.
The recall, the way it kind of imprints on you, like everything does, we're all headline surfing, right?
Yeah.
So you just see Rivian is over because of this recall. Everything they've made has been brought back, right?
Right.
I didn't bother to even read past it. But I did see on your Instagram,
yeah,
just a guy torquing. He didn't even have to torque them, right? They were already fine.
He checked them. So I think what happened is...
So this whole thing is really a big nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, absolutely nothing. So here's what I think happened was... So the way cars are built these days, they have what are called smart tools. So you put a wrench on a bolt and it tells you either it torques it to the right torque or it tells you keep going and then it'll make a beep when you've got to like 40 pound feet, and that's logged into a database. So I think what happened was they found one truck where the bolt was loose and they said, what was that smart tool, what did it give back? And they said, you know, we don't have the data, and they probably like either had corrupt data or were missing data for 13,000 vehicles. So they just checked them all. I have a bunch of friends that have Rivians. They all went to the recall. Most people just drove down to the El Segundo place, and you know, it literally took 4 minutes, and everyone I know, their trucks were fine. And then the guy who checked mine, and mine was fine, I said, have you found any? And he goes, no, I do. And I said, how many do you a day? He goes, I'm doing about 25 a day. And he's been doing it for 4 days. He's like, so I haven't found any where it wasn't the right setting.
Right.
So it's just a precautionary recall. But the thing is, like 13,000 vehicles, like Ford makes 13,000 trucks a day or something. You know what I mean? They sell over a million a year, right?
Right.
And so, you know, the F-150 has like 6 recalls a year.
Nobody gives
it's crap. Just not news. It's not clickbait.
Brands do. I know.
Every single car made has a recall. Every single car has a recall.
I've got one on the Defender right now. I haven't even brought in.
I've had one on the Alpha.
I don't know how Rivian works. The next time you bring it in for service, they just do it when you do your service.
Yeah. Exactly. So it was literally nothing. But
it seemed like there were a lot of folks rooting against Rivian. That's what seemed obvious to me.
So
why? Why don't people like Rivian?
I'd break it into two groups. There's just the EV haters that hate EVs and they want all EVs to fail. And, you know, look, they've been swallowing all the misinformation about how EVs are evil and they burn coal and all this nonsense. And then the other side was like the Tesla fanboys that like worship Musk as like a deity or a demagogue. And they hate all other EV companies and they want everyone but Tesla to fail.
Yeah. Tesla seems to be failing right now.
Well...
Their stock was down 50%, according to the headline I surfed an hour ago. I don't know if that's true.
The cars are still pretty good, but Elon...
I drive mine every day.
It's an interesting point you make. Like with regular car companies, we're so inured to the recalls. I don't pay attention to 90% of them.
Yeah.
I ignore.
I do too.
I ignore.
The one I have on the Defender, Zuckerman, they said... you can't register your car. You won't get a renewal unless you do it. So, but still, I didn't do anything. I'm just waiting to some point where I'll just drop it in. But yeah, I'm the same way. I take a quick look and go, is this really going to affect me? No.
Do you remember the Toyota recall with the floor mats?
I think we do remember that, don't we, Zuckerman?
It was like 5 million vehicles where
really?
You had to zip tie the floor mats. You know
what? It wasn't the floor mat that was giving.
One of the three of us was actually part of that lawsuit.
Oh, no kidding.
Well,
It was not me.
Right. So, you know what I mean? Like millions of vehicles, like Chevy, I think the biggest recall in history was like a Chevy in the 60s for a transmission mount. They had to recall the 65 Impala, which was the best-selling car ever in a one-year period. It was like 1.1
half a million of them. No, somebody would say that.
1.1, all of them had to be recalled because of a bad engine mount. You know, like, and so 13,000 vehicles is nothing. And again,
it's not nothing compared to the airbags.
Koji.
Airbags were even more, I think.
Fair.
But that was a cross-border branch.
Your dog is barking at something in the pool. What is he barking
at?
It's not my son in the pool.
As long as my son's
it's,
not in the pool.
It's the light. It's the water in the light.
He's barking at the light?
Yes, because you see the how the light is shifting because the water's got a little bit of a ripple in it.
Koji, knock it off. We're trying to do a show here, man.
Come on, dog.
What has he killed lately?
He likes possums, big ones.
How many has he killed?
He's killed 3 or 4.
Here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Possums haven't got the message that they don't belong here.
And then he's covered in blood. And then
he's covered in blood. He's covered in innards. And he looks happy. He is proud of himself when he does it.
Wait till he gets a skunk. That's the best.
He's been skunked a bunch.
No, wait till he eats a skunk.
No, he's never got
eat a skunk?
Well, we had a dog that ate a skunk, and we came home, and it's eating the guts out of the skunk. It was a white dog. Its face was green from the fucking skunk juice, and he was so happy.
Don't get technical with us. What do you mean by skunk juice? Back. I don't understand.
Next, we'll be watching Dahmer. Dahmer dog.
You know what I'm watching that I love is that Lord of the Rings. I love
what?
It.
What? You can't love
it. Lord of the Rings. Love it.
It's horrible.
I absolutely love it.
I watched 4 episodes and I publicly declared it's the worst thing I've ever watched.
And I was thinking when I was watching it, I was like, Lieberman is a dwarf for sure. He lives under the earth and he's diminutive and he's banging on rocks.
Am I diminutive
and I'm an orc anyway?
You're an orc for sure. You're an orc. I have no doubt that you are an orc, Zuckerman. And I aspire to be an elf, but I think I'm a Harfoot. I think I'm one of the little villagers that are diminutive and big-footed, and I can hide.
But Spike,
I'm a Harfoot that wants to be an elf. Yes,
you have relatively good taste in cinema. I assume.
Yes,
nothing.
Damning with faint praise.
They're just that's all you're gonna get. They're just burning bags of cash.
It's an $800 million series. Yeah. It's absolutely beautiful.
It's beautiful, but nothing happens, and all they do is like, I need a favor. No. I invoke the right of blah, blah, bullshit.
It's so good.
No, it's horrible.
Well, there are millions and millions and millions. It's the number one thing in the platform, right? Argue with the success of it. It's a massive success.
There's no plot. There's no point. And
no plot.
There's no story. It's just like...
You really look at that and say there's no story there?
What's the story? So Galadriel's brother was killed by Saruman, and she's sad about it.
Sauron.
And whatever. And
how you didn't stick with it?
4 episodes. I was just like, I don't even know what I'm watching. I'm just done.
It's so good.
Watch Andor's
good. It's a simple good versus evil. It's a simple good versus
that's
evil.
That's good versus evil. They give the poor kid back to Dahmer. Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
God. I did enjoy this House of
Andor. Andor is also good.
Andor is excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I've been waiting for.
What's the one, Shabba Ranks, that we like?
Snabba Cash.
That's back. That's good. I'm watching that too. Andor is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So we're recording this, and the 6th episode has come out, and that end scene with the TIE fighters, I'm like, I've been waiting.
But it's not better than Lord of the Rings. It's a little appetizer. It's a little
it's interesting.
The New York Times would agree with Lieberman.
Thank you.
Over you.
Thank you.
Well, what does that matter?
Just saying.
I've never responded to what a critic fucking says about anything. I know about what I like. That's it. That's all I know. Here's what I like.
I would, though.
If you want to go from a real metric, I would put up views, looks, hours, one against the other, and I bet you Lord of the Rings is going to crush it.
I mean, you know, look, you could say the Star Wars prequels, which are, you know, arguably the worst thing that's ever happened, you know, on film.
You wouldn't accept that, though. Andor versus Lord of the Rings.
I would say more people have watched it. I don't think it means
anything.
That's
the whole idea.
That is the idea.
it's just terrible.
All right, whatever.
I don't have the answer, by the way, but I'm just saying we could find that out.
It's got a lot of hype. It's got a lot of marketing, but there's nothing. It's just so dull.
It reminds me when he went after the Beatles. This is really
also dull.
Also terrible.
Thank you. Just boring. Like, they're singing about the tax man. What rebels?
I'll give you that. Okay. I don't like tax man. That really bothers me. And meter maid. Rita the meter maid. Yeah. There were days where they just ran out of ideas. What about the meter maid over there? All right.
Yeah, that was about 1963 they ran out.
But I got to pay my stupid check, the tax man. Ooh, quiet. Quiet down. But they're the Beatles, man. I do think the Beatles peaked with that documentary. That the documentary, in being too long, really turned a lot of us off to the Beatles, because it forces you to confront your fandom of this group. How much do I love them? Will I sit through 20 hours of that British guy is talking? And I won't.
Can I tie it all together?
Sure.
Peter Jackson, who did Lord of the Rings, they were those first three movies were too long, and now they have a series that's too long, and the documentary was too long.
By the way, I never watched any of the movies. I don't care for them. But this series is second to none, except for maybe The Crown. Oh. Wonderful. And, you know, the Game of Thrones nonsense, which is a little... it's okay.
I've said my opinion.
But nothing is better than Bosch.
Well, there you go.
And Bosch Legacy.
I love it.
They're shooting another season, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I had Mark Douglas at my house last night, our buddy.
No one knows who that is.
He's the producer of Bosch.
Yes. I know who that is, but no one listening cares about your stupid Mark Douglas stories. Hi, Mark. It's good to see you.
Oh, my God. You're so insecure. It's insane.
It's not insecure. I'm just trying to keep an eye on entertainment.
I had Mark Douglas in my office the other day.
Oh, Mark Douglas. Wow.
Oh, my God.
He's Mike Douglas' son, isn't he?
Ooh. What?
By the way, I like Mark Douglas.
I quit.
But I don't know that I would name drop him.
Fans, I've officially fallen asleep. What are you guys fucking talking about?
Zuckerman, I thought of all people, you would know this story.
Well, I know this story, but I know a little bit more about it in terms of the girl who went into the pit and broke her back.
Yeah, yeah.
What was her role? What does she do in life?
She was a twitcher. I have no idea.
Okay.
Oh, she was an adult performer.
Oh, Zuckerman, you do know about this.
Yes, I do.
She broke her back.
I think that the notable thing in all other press was that she was an adult performer and not that she's a twitcher.
And she had a 5-hour surgery this week to treat it. So you believe her or not believe her?
I don't know enough. I don't know.
Is that your case?
Well, no, it's not my case. Could potentially be my case.
I see. What about, did you read that story about the Silicon Valley guy that fell into the wood chipper?
That really made me happy.
Why?
Life imitating art, of course. I mean, come on.
That's a horrible story. I saw that and immediately called Zuckerman, and he just started laughing as if I had just told him a great old joke.
This is another moment where I wish we had a cam on Zuckerman's face when you said Silicon Valley guy in wood chipper. I've never seen him so happy.
It was a gardener, a poor guy working for a Silicon Valley guy, rich guy.
I didn't hear about that.
Would that make any difference that
he's working
for a very wealthy Silicon Valley.
But you really have to, and I shouldn't laugh. It's a terrible, terrible story, and a poor guy. There's so many questions I have from a legal standpoint. How in God's name is this possible that this could happen? There has to be some sort of guard or safety mechanism that has been removed or modified, or where this poor guy is born a fifth hand wood chipper. How in God's name does this happen? One has to imagine he must have removed the guard or done something, and something was stuck, and he reached in, and bam. Got sucked in.
Was it just a limb or the whole body went through?
I think the whole body went
through. How many of these stories do you hear a day?
Every day, all day long.
Like how many? I'll give you a number, like an idea of how many.
Every day I'm hearing a half a dozen terrible, terrible stories like this, easily, if not more.
This explains a lot.
Yeah, somebody's.
And you decide whether it's a case or whether it's not a case.
Yeah, you have to assess liability. Wow. Did somebody do something wrong?
Right.
Is somebody liable for this incident?
And then when you find that case that's going to make you a lot of money, who's the first person you call?
It's not you, Ferrison.
It's me.
The Porsche dealer.
It's guess what? You're going to like that. It's always like this. Like he's, you're going to like this. I'm always like, well, trying to figure out where he is, that he has to whisper to me. Like, why is he whispering?
No, the whisper is
like, there's this guy. I'm looking at him right now. He's got a stump. Like, the Crusoe, you know that Crusoe mall? The garbage truck whipped his leg off. It's bleeding all over. I'm going to make a lot of money.
We're going to get the RS.
Okay, I got to go. Here he comes. Yes, sir. And then he talks like that.
It's the whisper that draws you in. It gets you to lean closer. It gets you to lean closer. And this is for the audience. I'm going to give you, when you want someone to listen to something, particularly Ferriston, who doesn't want to hear this story, I have to get him to lean a little bit. Hey, come a little closer, Ferriston. I'm not going to say anything horrible. Guess what happened? His legs were torn off.
And then the pictures start coming. And I'm just like, could you please?
Oh, I love the pictures.
Not.
The pictures are the icing on the cake.
No, it's not good.
Yeah,
it's never. It's phone. You know, Ferriston pictures never get sent. And remember what happened with Kobe.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
yeah.
Real liability there.
I just don't even want to hear about it all. I'll tell you what I do want to hear about. Well, life is picking up again after the summer months. Days getting shorter, social calendar filling up, work getting hectic. It certainly is, Zuckerman, right?
Yep.
Suddenly it's hard to find time for a workout. It's easy to fall out of good habits like exercising when fun season turns into busy season. I just notice once that cold winter starts coming, I love to eat. That Mexican food we just have, Zuckerman, was off the charts. So good.
Mm.
But putting up working out now leads to the same old New Year's resolution to get back in shape. That's why you need Fitbod. Fitbod, smart workout app, scientifically tailors an exercise program to your goals, equipment, and schedule so you can keep your calendar full and your summer gains. What's my experience with Fitbod? I'm using it right now to help plan my workouts when I'm not in the gym, when I'm not playing tennis. Playing tennis tonight, by the way. Put that right in my Fitbod app. Play tennis for an hour. It's a smart workout app that creates a custom dynamic exercise program based on your goals, experience, and equipment, but then varies your routine to avoid overtraining. So then on the off days, I go to my Equinox Fitness, but you need to know what to do, all the sets. And I always forget buys, tries, chest. I always forget. That's why I use this app. Just lays it out for me. You're in control. The workouts are designed just for you, so you get exactly what you need. That's why you probably noticed my ass is looking better, right, Zuckerman?
I know. I thought.
Keep your workout momentum going. Get personalized workouts from Fitbod that get tougher as you do. 25% off your subscription or try out the app for free when you sign up now at fitbod.me/spike911. fitbod.me/spike911. Fitbod. That was a little jingle I wrote for you, Fitbod. Give it a try. Anyway. Let's talk about this car you drove over here, Johnny.
Well, what is it? It's a G63 4x4 squared.
What does that mean? Oh, that's one of those really super tall ones.
It's 7'1". I measured because I saw a car wash, a little drive through car wash. It was like 6'10". And I said, I should measure this.
Are you the first to drive it in the world?
They claim, I don't know the world, but in the U.S.
They
called me and said, you want to be the first person to drive it? And so according to Mercedes, I'm the first person that doesn't work for them or Page One who delivers the car to drive it. So I'm the first journalist to touch it. And it's what it has is these things called portal axles. So what that means is instead of the half shafts going into the center of the wheel, they go into the top of the wheel, then it's geared down. So it gives you like 4 or 5 extra inches of ground clearance.
Can you imagine that? Let's back up just for a second.
Yeah.
Give me some basics. 2023 model?
2023.
What does it cost?
$350,000. $350,050.
Okay.
Yeah.
The price as tested?
$359,050. Okay. Yeah.
And the color is beautiful.
China blue.
Oh,
China blue. Gorgeous. And I took it off-roading today.
Okay.
And it was...
And what is it... And just... Because these cars confuse me a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Who were they for? The super tall G-Wagon? Because, you know, it's I see it in Beverly Hills all the time for people going shopping.
Yes.
But I don't...
What's the point of it? Zuckerman, what's it truly for?
What's the guy that runs Chechnya? What's his name?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
It's the warlord spec.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
And what
is the modern day Genghis Khan.
But seriously, what is it for?
It's for extreme rock crawling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rock crawling.
Yeah. It's really good at that. Or going through deep, deep water. Really? Anything where you need a lot of height.
Okay. Okay.
And it's hysterical. Like when I first got in it, I got on the freeway and there was like a first or second gen Escalade.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking into the sunroof. You know, it's like, it's so big.
To see in regular driving conditions, this portal axle, did you perceive it?
Okay, that's a good question. You used to be able to on the previous gen and all other street portal axles. There's a little
like
bit
a
of
Hummer,
like
a Hummer
H1. Yeah, a lot of gear lash, and you know, you rock when you hit the brakes, and it's and when you hit the accelerator, like the gears have to tighten up.
Right.
This one, no. This one, you think you're in a normal G-Wagon. It's insane. And hey, Richard.
Uh-oh, Richard just stepped out.
What's up, buddy?
It's like a Halloween appearance. It's just you looked up and there was the ghost of Richard.
Are you doing penis cup?
Richard, that's you already did one callback with that. You got to get a new one.
I told him that the sequel's never as good as the original.
Go in and hang with the Zuckerman family in there. Let's hope Koji doesn't mistake him for a possum.
Drag him into the banana tree down there. Shake him back and look, forth look, by
look,
the neck.
Look, there's your wife. Look.
She's talking.
She's very happy.
Okay.
Oh, no. Sure. Are you kidding? Erica loves it when Richard comes over. They don't have little kids anymore. It's their favorite. They get to relive it.
Oh, he's chasing her into the kitchen. This could be bad. This could be bad.
I should tell her to get
She's going to try to feed him.
Yeah.
Seriously, why doesn't he get a haircut? What's the deal?
What's wrong with that kid?
I want to know your theory on this.
We never even, I don't know.
It's the mother always. The mother never wants to cut the boy's hair.
I'm with it. No, I'm with it. And we asked him, you want a haircut? No. Okay. And he likes it. I don't know.
Do you ask him if he wants to smoke pot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ask him if he wants to drive the car?
Why would you assume the kid is in charge? You tell him what to do. What are you talking about? I ask him.
Some whiskey with your steak?
We asked him and he didn't want to. Go to bed. We asked him if he wanted to go to bed and he didn't want to.
Mustang Ranch?
He wanted to play with a gun. We asked him and he said, I wanted to use it.
Do you want to talk about the G some more?
No, it really bugs me, this hair.
Well, why would long hair bother you?
Do you want me to take Richard for a haircut? I know a great guy.
No, he doesn't.
We'll have a nice time.
We don't want to cut his
He's
hair.
He's looking
we
a little bit like hair. Tiny Tim. Do you remember Tiny Tim?
Fucking kid. I got some fun. Share with the world right now, Zuckerman.
There was always a Richard Lieberman in every one of my kids' classes. There was always one kid. He was always a cool kid. Everybody liked him because he had the long hair, and all the other kids were jealous. They were very jealous that he didn't have to get haircuts. But at some point, he's going to go, I want a haircut.
Sure, probably.
Very soon.
Yeah, but it's whatever. He likes
it. Please fair a picture of Tiny Tim when you post the show.
You asshole.
I like Tiny Tim. I'm a fan of Tiny Tim. I was a big fan. My kids know who Tiny Tim is thanks to TikTok. They started talking about him the other day, and that was
really
blurry. Yeah, I just like that. Did you ever hear of this guy, Tiny Tim? I'm like, what? You're asking me about Tiny Tim? Yeah, they're also fans of Richard too.
There you go.
But he needs a haircut.
I don't. Okay. I mean, I see what you're thinking about. Okay, that's good.
Cut the kid's hair. Make him one of the other kids.
Well,
the other kids think it's cool, though, Zuckerman. That's what I'm going to tell you right now. The kids don't care.
The four
How old
other,
is that boy?
He's five. The four other boys in his kindergarten class, three of them have similar length hair. So I don't know.
There's only four other boys in his kindergarten class?
Yeah, it's like
what kind of weird school?
No, it's not. It's there's 18 kids in the
All
class.
Schools
they're
are
mostly
weird.
They're mostly girls. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Good what were you talking about? This G-Wagon?
There's a G or something. Yeah.
I like the G-Wagon.
Yeah,
I really like it. I just don't. How does it, you know, immediately I was thinking, what was it like on the highway driving over here?
That's
is it all right?
We were talking
it
about.
It literally feels like a regular G-Wagon. It's a little wider, but it's, you know, it's 82 inches wide. So, like, you know, a TRX is 88 inches wide.
So it's not loud?
Oh, it's very loud. It's like this deep V8 loud. It's not like, it's not obnoxious. And there's an obnoxious button if you want it to be louder.
Okay.
But it's just great. And
CarPlay?
It has CarPlay.
Touchscreen?
No touchscreen.
Oh, fuck.
It's the old system.
Come on.
It's got the wheel.
You can order that though, right?
No. Not yet. No, they're going to do a refresh and it'll get the, that's next year.
Lieberman, what car does this compete? What does this compete against?
Okay. So that's what's smart about it.
Lamborghini, right?
Well, you'd have to really option Urus, although there's a new Urus Performante, which might be around there, 350. But like a Rolls-Royce Cullinan, Bentley Bentayga Speed with all the options, long wheelbase, might get to 350.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the capability.
No, not even close. And then like the Range Rover There was this the Carmel edition. They built 17 of them. They were 345,000 each. And but there's this, you know, they work off price points. So they say, right, we know people will spend this much on an SUV. There's not a lot of them, but there's a few people that'll spend 350 grand on an SUV. We could sell something in that range. How are we going to sell it? We'll put the portal axles on it. So it's a big increase in price over the previous 4x4 squared, but that was not an AMG. That was just a G550. So it was a, you know, it was only 400 some horsepower. This is 577 horse, 612 torque, and it's killer off-road. I had a good time.
Well, this is what appeals to me, is that it's got this technology that they've really perfected for other applications other than war.
Yes, yes.
But it's so... I would have a hard time off-roading that. It's so nice. It's so beautiful. Yes,
you would never want to.
Yeah, the second I saw it, it did not think.
With that paint, how could you off-road?
Yeah, I would not think, let me drag this across some bushes.
Well, here's the thing. It's got a 42-degree approach angle, so you can't even scrape it on anything. You'd have to, like, run into a rock, but it's so high. Like, the lowest point of the car besides the tires is 11.5 inches off the ground, and that's right next to the tire. So you're never – nothing even gets close to it. Like, in the center of it, it's like it's like 21 inches of clearance, something insane. So like, you can't even scrape the paint, you know. Like I didn't scratch a thing today. I tried.
I just think it's gonna be all Kardashians all the time on that one.
Is that what you're thinking of, Kardashians?
Immediately, yeah. Yes, I just don't know who else is gonna buy it.
And you know, the first 24 hours I had the truck, I just laughed at it, and I was driving and laughing, and everyone, you know, you're conscious that everyone's looking at you, and like, no one will let you in. You put your turn signal on, they speed up, you know, more than usual. But that goes away after a day, and you're just like, this is awesome. You know, mm-hmm. It's just fun. It's just fun. So I'm into it.
You know, Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Speaking of cars.
Related to Rick Caruso.
No, he wishes. I like this has become an anti-Rick Caruso. Nobody even knows who that guy is.
Rick Ross and Rick Caruso brothers.
The musician, the hip-hop guy.
I know who you're talking about.
He is apparently losing his mind over cars. He bought 100 cars.
In what period of time?
Just now, he's got 100 cars, a collection worth multiple millions of dollars, and I guess recently had them over at his home on his at a private car show there. Brought people over, loved it so much, he decided to turn his home and cars into a museum and kick it off by buying another 100 cars.
you remember when he had an addiction?
This was the announcement I read, that he is now... He enjoyed the car show so much and showing off his first 100. He's going to buy another 100
and show himself
and turn it into a museum.
Do you remember when he had an addiction to lobster bisque? He was having he was having lobster bisque 5 times a day until he had a stroke.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, oh wow,
He had a bisque-induced stroke.
Yes, he was so heavy. He was having bisque from like Masters 3 times a day. And
well, apparently he's making quite a bit of money if he can buy just 100 cars
and have
like
that much bisque.
But like, what sort of cars?
I don't know, but I'm sure every. Here's some Rick Ross right now. I'm sure every car salesman listening just went, I'm calling Rick Ross tomorrow.
Right. What's his agent's name? Get him on the phone.
Yeah. Can you imagine just making a statement? I'm going to buy 100 cars.
I mean, where the fuck?
No. We know start. People with 100 car collections. I'm keeping in the dark. I got
my niggas across the street living large.
The bald gentleman to my right he's approaching 100 cars, but it takes years to do that.
I know.
I'm kidding. They just introduced lobster bisque flavored ramen noodles by Rick Ross.
Well, now I'd buy that. Well, I'm now a massive... I mean, I already like the music, but if you're going to proclaim to the world you're going to buy 100 more cars, I'm in. I like Rick Ross.
I just hope they're good cars.
No, I want Rick cars. Ross to come on the show. Ooh. And talk about this. Or I'll come to you, Rick Ross. I'll come to your museum. Ooh. And we'll listen to music.
Spike's Car Radio live from Rick Ross's museum.
I'm buying another 300 cars right now.
And they're all colored lobster bisque color.
Don't you want to know his plan? I want to know his plan.
I'm fascinated by anybody who's
like anybody, like, you know, you just brought up Leno. You just brought up, maybe you didn't, but indirectly, Jerry, guys like
who
acquire and over a lifetime get to about 100 cars, 150 cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. To have 100 that quickly and then go.
I need 200.
I gotta you know. Need, yes. I gotta know that guy. I want to know that guy. I want to know his plan. I want to help in some way.
I've seen dudes do that with watches, where they just go from like zero to a massive collection. Yeah, no, it is just money.
Like this Lord of the Rings shit. Just throw money at it.
800 million. Jesus. Right.
And July 20th, 2012. Rick Ross says he likes eating lobster bisque leftovers for breakfast.
I didn't doubt your story. Google some Lord of the Rings ratings.
Oh, he was anti-Semite.
Yeah, exactly.
We can talk about that.
What?
He was, yes, J.R.R. Tolkien was an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So,
yeah.
What does that have to do with this new production?
Nothing.
J.R.R. Tolkien did not showrun it. He didn't write it.
Just wanted to say it. He's long dead.
You know, there is, you know, with respect to lawsuits and clearances, the deader, the better. So, yes, you're pretty safe to say whatever you like about that man because he is dead. But.
Well, when I get to the other side, I'll say hello.
When you wake up and there's an orc in your face tonight, hey, you should watch it and see the orc, Zuckerman. I think you'll relate to
that. I liked the book.
The only thing about the orcs, they look like Zuckerman a little bit, but they're all pretty dumb, and Zuckerman's a very intelligent guy. So he's orc-like.
The dwarves. Oh, Jesus.
I know you kind of look like a dwarf, but the dwarves are the most powerful, and they're also the smartest. The elves are really the master race. Except for the
Yes, you see where we're you're driving at here.
Yeah, but yes, they're also on their backs now, on their heels with what's going on.
Yes. Out of boredom, they're like, well, I have to read what? I have to say what horrible line?
It's the greatest show.
It's so bad.
It's so good.
That shit was the greatest when I was 14. The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings trilogy was fantastic at 14.
Yeah.
And now that I'm adult, I have no interest.
I did not care for them when I was a kid, but... I'll tell you, my hook into this series
was
all the money that was spent on the
episode. There you go.
I'm watching the episode. I'm listening to the music in particular going, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Each episode is a movie, and it's a very big budget movie. And then I swear, and maybe I'm wrong, I swear I saw the total cost for this whole deal was $800 million.
Well, it's got to be.
Which is remarkable.
No, the sets are preposterous. Yeah.
Yes.
$800 million. That's a bowl of lobster bisque for everyone in the world. The entire planet gets a bowl.
Why are you pulling everything back to Rick Ross's lobster bisque? Nobody wants to hear.
Rick Caruso and Rick Ross are sitting down to bowls of lobster bisque.
This is the most confusing show. Rick Caruso and Rick Ross lobster bisque.
What are we doing with those homeless, Rick? I don't know, Rick.
We're going to turn them into bisque.
An obscure
homeless bisque.
LA Council candidate Erin Darling, who everybody loves, have been wrapped into today's episode of Spike's Car Radio for no reason.
Pass the bisque.
All because someone stole the signs out of my front yard. I had it's so funny. I had an extra Ring camera I didn't put out there. I don't care who stole them. It's whatever. Do whatever you want. I don't care. But what I did care about is we kept waking up in the morning, and we have this very big vase in our dining room that has flowers in it. And each morning it was being knocked over and we couldn't figure out what was happening.
Was it gopher?
Yeah.
Getting on the table.
So I got this Ring camera, this portable one. Well, my wife was in Tennessee getting COVID a second time. Successfully, by the way.
My wife's in Puerto Rico also getting COVID.
Oh, it's so good. Came home with it. I'll get to that. Did I even bring that up yet?
I haven't even brought that up yet.
And put it in the dining room to catch the dog. Because it's a very successful dog strategy. Jumps up onto the dining room table, knocks over the water, and then sips the water, goes back to bed. Just makes a huge mess. It's great. But my favorite video on it, my wife came back, had no idea that I had put a camera there. And there's this great video of her walking in and stopping dead in her tracks and looking right into the camera like, what is this? And then not knowing what it is and just scratching her head for like a minute and looking, coming back and
trying
leaning
to figure
over,
it out.
Trying to figure,
figure it out.
It was so good. It really made us laugh.
The only thing you're leaving out is that your dog weighs like 4 pounds.
Gopher's a little guy. He's 10 pounds.
That's pretty impressive.
He's raccoony. But okay, Zuckerman, here we go. 2 days after returning from Tennessee, not so surprisingly, my wife got COVID, Omicron. Very mild, but got it.
Sore throat?
Sore throat, the voice. Headache, and a little head cold. I said, you better check. This is exactly what happened before. I was exposed for 2 straight days, multiple meals, sleeping next to.
I think I'm going down.
I'm negative.
I don't think you have a master immunity. I think you have a mutation. You're a mutant is what you are. It's a mutation. I'll accept that.
Do you know, an elf?
Yes.
I thought of a new bet, a new way to elevate this bet, because I do think I'm going to win. But I also now believe you will get it a second time before I get it the first time.
And you've been on a really good run. Why don't we extend the bet by 4 months, and then we'll wrap my health into it.
Double or nothing through the winter?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I can. I've worked too hard to get to December 1st.
Come on, Ferrison.
We're 45 days out.
What are you, wussy? Come on.
Very close.
Come on. Let's double the money.
I don't want to change the existing bet, but I think there could be a bonus.
We changed the existing bet once already, Ferrington. Once?
Yes.
Come on, you come from a family of degenerate gamblers. Yes. This is so unlike you try to hedge your bet.
I don't want to extend 3 months. That's ruinous to me. I think about this bet a lot. I really want to win this bet.
You could be really like Hartford and uphold your father's legacy.
So if there was some way to keep it December 1st, I don't know how to combine.
Okay,
these bets.
So if I don't get it again by December 1st,
okay. If you don't get it again by December, we could do this. I'm not proposing. I would reduce your debt to me by $1,000. But if you do get it, you have to increase it by $1,000.
Yeah, I'm not getting it. It's only fun if you get it.
It's hard to argue
with
that.
I do believe you are going to get it before I get it.
I'm going to say this, though. If your wife had it and you were sleeping in the bed with her and you didn't get it.
Twice.
I don't know how big your bed is, but you're not going to get it.
He's not going to get it.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
I made her test when she came back, and she was testing both days negative while she was getting sick, but that means she wasn't contagious. And then she woke up the next day and was like, I feel like shit.
He was forewarned. Yeah. He didn't get a snout full of her
COVID.
Did
your kids get it?
No.
But they've already had it.
They're in that little window. They already had it.
Right.
It's a good bet. All right. Well, we'll think about
this. We'll continue it.
All right. We're going to do Dear Zuckerman after this. It's a long show. I hope you're enjoying our show. It's all over the place.
We better finish. My family's taking care of Richard.
All right. We'll do some Dear Zuckerman. One second. Let me just do collecting cars.
I got bisque to eat.
Yeah. Live for bits. 2000 BMW Z8 from collectingcars.com. We were just talking about these cars, weren't we, Zuckerman?
Yes.
Beautiful car.
Introduced in 1996. These have such a beautiful look based on the 1950s 507, right?
Designed by Henrik Fisker.
4.9 liter V8.
M5 motor.
Instantly have a club of guys who are passionate about these cars. So go check out the Z8 right now on collectingcars.com. Also on the other side, the Z8 guys, I call those guys. I see them in Malibu. 2006 Ford GT.
Now we're talking.
34 miles. Oh. I know. Spanking new.
$3.4 million.
Total, how many were made? Ford GTs, anybody know?
I don't remember. 1,500 maybe?
4,038 first generation GTs, each powered by a 550 horsepower supercharged 5.4 liter V8. They're really cool. You just have to watch out when you're getting out that you don't hit your head on the door.
Yes.
Which I do every time.
That's the downside, but man, what a terrific vehicle. What a great
car. You know, go to collectingcars.com. They got a lot of great stuff. A lot of great auctions right now. Check it out. You'll love it. Let's do some Dear Zuckerman. But yeah, any car I've found, and I've owned some that hurt you. You may think it's a small thing, but it's not. When I banged my head twice on a Ford GT, I really started to hate that car.
Yep.
I really got pissed.
My coworker Frank Marcus has a scar because he cut his head open, slamming the door on his own head. He's got a scar right at his hairline.
And those guys who couldn't get out, you know, if someone parked too close to them, you can open up the door just enough to go get frustrated, yeah. But you cannot emerge.
But man, does it drive great. Keep talking. It drives great.
Bisque.
Oh,
the final frontier.
What? No, there you go. Nice.
You know, sometimes...
Everybody, what I'm smoking here, Hoyo. You're smoking... Okay, Spike is smoking Hoyo number two. I'm smoking some unnamed fake tatuaje that you only get if you're a member of the secret club, Saints and Sinners Club.
And I'm smoking really? Hoyo number three. That's secondhand smoke. He has a two, and I have a three.
All right, let's do some Dear Zuckerman. Let me check my audio here. Because I threw everything down. I'm very disorganized. I'm sorry. I played tennis for an hour and I'm a mess right now. I will also say I played on a scale of 10, Zuckerman, at least a 3.8.
Your feeble little body.
In my mind, I was playing a 10, but I played
a 3.8. You get a lot of credit for being 58.
You know, I'm playing tennis every night, every single night.
Spike Federer.
And I am getting better a little bit, but it's really just about the work.
I'm looking forward. We should have another bet about when your ankles and your elbows give out.
You know what? My body in the beginning really fought me. My feet, I couldn't step out of bed. It was hard. That went away. I'm currently at a little bit of a knee problem, but it goes away. You just keep at it. You keep lifting weights.
You push through it. You push through
it. You do.
Until you're crippled.
No pain, no gain.
And there are balls you just don't go for. You learn the balls not to chase down and stop as the ones that
are really a real competitor here.
Yeah, no. I don't play. I'm not interested in playing competitively. I just like to get out and hit. And I get to go with my little 12-year-old son. It's great. And he's turning into a great little tennis player. What's better than that, Zuckerman?
That's the best part.
It is, except every night we fight.
Well,
we're on a court, four courts, with dads and boys, and all the dads and boys are fighting and trash-talking each other.
I just texted Andrea and said, I'm sorry we're taking so long. And she said, nope, Richard and me are shooting the shit.
Yeah, oh, that's good. There you
that's
go.
What she texted.
All right, these are real Dear Abby letters, except we're changing the word Abby to Zuckerman.
Zuckerman.
And he's going to answer the questions. Dear Zuckerman. By the way, I've not run any of these letters by Zuckerman. This will be fresh, cold takes.
Cold,
ready?
Cold and raw.
Dear Zuckerman, I have a friend who has recently separated from her husband. I've always had feelings for her, and I recently let her know about them. My problem is, it seems like I have to walk through broken glass just for her to talk to me. Last week, I had emergency surgery, and even though she said she would, she never visited. Must I just let her go and forget about her?
You want to get your friend's soon-to-be ex, and you think that while she's going through a divorce, she's going to show up at the hospital to see because you got your appendix out? There's 8 billion people in this world. 4 billion are women. Find somebody else, weirdo.
I can't think of a better first date than emergency surgery.
So romantic. You said you'd come.
Come visit me in my hospital, Johnny.
She's already sick of one broken down man. You think she wants another one?
Baby, wow. Baby, could you change my bedpan, please?
Dude, you are really out of your mind. You think she's getting divorced for you and your decrepit body?
All right, letter number two. Dear Zuckerman. Oh, this is already starting off bad for him. It's his, it's the thing he hates most. I am a 60-year-old woman. My house is on a corner lot. Well, why the hell does that matter? Just about every time I walk outside, a male neighbor of mine stares at me. He looks like a hobo. I felt bad for him, so when he came to the edge of his yard, I asked him from my deck how he was doing because of the quarantine and pandemic. He responded by telling me to wear a dress because he wants to have sex with me.
You're right.
Oh my God, Zuckerman, collapsing from the...
What color dress did she wear?
It's not even over. I was stunned and went back into the house. I didn't know he was that crazy. Besides ignoring him, what, if anything, should I do?
Invite him over. Listen, lady. when you're of a certain age and you have a corner lot. What the fuck does a corner lot have to do with any of this?
With a hobo, it's a corner lot with a hobo on it who's looking for some action.
Lady, take the compliment. Okay? No one says you have to have sex. No one says you have to wear a dress. Just take the compliment and say, thank you. I'm flattered, but no thank you. Send him over to the guy in the hospital.
My favorite is he looks like a hobo, but I didn't know he was that crazy. Yes, you did. You have a broken picker. That's yes. What we say to you. Wow. Dear Zuckerman, letter number 3. It happened again. I took my car in for maintenance at the dealership and waited in the very comfortable lounge while the work was completed, paid the invoice, walked out, and got into a sparkling clean car that had just been washed. Drove less than a block when I realized the seat was out of adjustment and the exterior rearview mirror had been knocked out of its cradle, giving me a view of the sky! Exclamation point. But the most frustrating of all was the radio, which I had left on a classical station, was now blaring hard rock. This is my car and my personal space. It makes me feel the same way I felt when I came home to discover a home invasion in progress. Am I totally off base, Zuckerman? And how do I approach this dealership in a civil and respectable manner?
Well, I think you need to go to community college, take a shop class, an auto shop class, and do your own service now so you don't let anybody in. Yeah, I mean, I get it. I hate when the valet guy changes my seat. But if they're giving you a free car wash, a free service, why don't you just, if it happened once, just say, please don't check, don't change the station, don't do this, don't
I'm with Spike. Who cares?
Who cares? Yeah. Of course that you want them to drive it. You want them to drive it and test everything and you get it back. But really, you're going to complain about a radio station changed and tuned?
I mean, another person needs to go. To the hospital.
But what we're missing is we're missing the disdain on Zuckerman's face as you read the problems with the car. Like he was making stupid. He was so angry when you said
this is another non-problem problem.
No, it's okay. I don't like when the seat gets changed, but that's. I don't know, you know, the valet guy, you know, when this little guy gets really close and then you go to get in the car and you get pinched in there, that is irritating. I'll give him credit for that.
Wow, I can't believe you're
telling this story that this person is crazy is the classical radio station setting. That's the tell.
Yeah. Well, I can help them a little bit. I would say that, you know, if your car is made in the last 30 years, you have a seat preset button. So you hit one button and your seat's back to normal. And then you have your radio preset.
And check your mirrors before you leave.
And then you move a mirror that takes like a half second if that.
Okay, last letter.
A view of the sky. Wow!
Exclamation point.
I live in a corner lot.
I have to wear a dress to have sex.
I'm getting molested from all sides in my corner lot.
I had to edit that letter down by into its current 1/4 of its length. It was so long.
I have to tell you so you understand.
The radio station wasn't the same.
Hard rock. I had to hear Jethro Tull.
Yeah, there's not even any rock anymore, lady. What are you talking about? That's in Connecticut.
WBLS.
Swiggin's wife. Dear Zuckerman, I am treating my family to a special vacation in Alaska. Already a bad move, but what the hell was that?
Cannon.
I am treating my family a special vacation in Alaska. My grandson, 28, and his wife are unable to join us. They are expecting a baby soon. I'm sorry they can't come, but I was shocked when my grandson asked me for a cash gift equal to what I would have spent on them to join us on the trip. He suggested I donate the money to the baby's college fund. I am stunned. I was happy to help them with their wedding expenses and part of the down payment on their first home. Oh, but I told him this is not how life works. Zuckerman, was I wrong?
Well, Gramps, it seems like life has been working for the kid that way. Yeah. How are you going to object? You say life doesn't work that way? You've already done X, Y, and Z for him? You spoiled him, and now you're surprised he wants more?
Yeah,
if I feed my dog at the table, should I be surprised the next day he comes up to beg? Yeah. You've made the kid a mooch.
And also, like, a wedding, like, at least, I don't know, what, $25,000, $50,000 down payment on a house, like, 6 figures, and then, what, a ticket to Alaska is, like, you know, $1,200, yeah. You know.
Just say, kid, is it, you know, you've had enough. Hey, kid, you've had enough. No, I'm not sending you the money. You can come on vacation or whatever.
You know, he should really go on the vacation. If Grandpa did all those things,
he should go on the vacation.
Yeah, yeah. Unless they're giving birth that week, she'll be fine. Yeah,
exactly.
The kid, Grandpa wants time. He gets no pleasure out of giving you
money.
And
you know what the kid wants? He wants Grandpa to die.
Hey, kid. This might be his opportunity in Alaska. Right. Hey, look at the salmon.
Throw him right over the edge. Because they'll never figure it out. They never do on the cruise ship.
That's right.
Yeah, there's a big thing of blood. There's a streak of blood.
What happens when people fall over? There are investigations occasionally, but
occasionally.
Is there 2 miles out, or are we not going to investigate?
There are really no police. There's no police jurisdiction past the international line. I don't think Carnival Cruise gives a fuck if somebody falls.
That is your opinion. Yes. Go ahead. They don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck if someone drops off the boat somewhere in the Aegean Sea. They're not going to stop the party just because your wife got thrown over. They don't care if there's a candlestick. There's a dented candlestick and then a big smear of blood 13 feet to the rail.
Oh. Well, there's our show.
There's some bisky brain material.
It happens a lot.
It does.
We have a friend that works on those cruise lines. It's mayhem. It's mayhem. Oh. And people falling over all the time.
I'm never going on a cruise first.
Me neither.
Never.
Right.
Who would go? I went on.
There's one cruise I'd go to.
What's that?
That one that you go to Antarctica to see.
Yes.
The Antarctica one, you fly all the way to the tip of Chile and then you go and you see all those creatures.
I've been looking
at that. Would you really do that?
I would like to.
With all of the microbes and the bacteria and the things people are catching on these things. They're giant toilets.
This is not
floating toilets.
This is like 100 people maybe. And it's like they have a submarine and they have a helicopter. It's awesome. Yeah. It's like,
that's the one. That's what I want
to
do.
I want to go to the one with the buffets. I don't want to have to sit at the captain's table.
Yeah.
I want to go and I want to see penguins and other creatures.
These are like livestock things. They're human cows just eating buffets and getting
drunk. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not doing that.
When I was
300 people in the pool at the same time, urinating. I will never.
Someone like Lieberman, the semen demon.
I win.
I'm not pretending to masturbate.
Oh my God. Yeah. Jesus.
No, my mom took me on a cruise when I was in college.
This is the last show. I'm going to declare it now. That's the end.
But
season nine.
I was like 20 and we went down to Mexico. And the only thing I liked about it was when you were in international waters, you could gamble. So I just played blackjack the whole cruise. But yeah,
that's valuable.
That's a great story to end the show with. Leave him and play blackjack.
Yeah, but what happens? Somebody dies on these things or somebody gets murdered. None of the countries that are nearby want to be the country that investigates.
They don't care.
Don't want the case. They like to stay out there. It didn't happen here.
Right.
It's not our problem. So what happens with that? You're out.
You know what
the
they do? Then they take the surviving spouse and they drop them off. You're in Turkey now. We don't need a bummer here. We don't need anybody who has lost their spouse overboard, whether by foul play or accident.
Are you just making this?
No, this is true. And then they get rid of that person. They send them home. You're not staying on the rest of the cruise. You're a downer. Get out of here. We're dropping you off.
It's a carnival. I am fully exhausted.
Yeah, I'm done.
I didn't even know what kind of show that was.
It's horrible.
Well, they can't all be winners. All right, goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.